cold blast of wind ran down the streets like screaming spirits of the dead. It was 13 o'clock, the new hour. Terribly, terribly cold today, like yesterday and the day before. These office buildings, these dimly lit office buildings where Billy McFing worked for the government, one of the good jobs in the interior. Outside of his office complex building he worked at, a great 80 by 120 foot neon glowing poster of President for Life, Sarah Painland. All the other lights of the city were dim, 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 except for this neon poster. Resources and monies being saved for Intolerance Fest, a week of hate coming up. Everybody's very excited about it. Hell, wouldn't you be? Sarah Painland's eyes are contrived to follow you wherever you go in appearance. You can't sneak around the corner or be at an extreme edge of vision, and still, it looks like she's looking, singling you out. And of course, there are telescreens and cameras, secret hidden cameras everywhere throughout the city, including everybody's private residences, because this is a Christian nation now, by law. Security cameras in your home will help prevent you from sinning. Sheer knowledge that these cameras are here and that Sarah Painland is watching you should be enough to make you behave. If not, then you're gonna have to pay.